Here we go.
Oh, so yeah. Another season. Ready to go.
Yep.
Oh, you ready to kick this thing off there, big in the Scorpion? Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be, bud.
Let's make it happen. Hey, Zelly, long time no see. How are you today?
I'm fine, Bill. Listen, I need you two to sign this.
What are we signing here?
Yeah, she already went over with me.
This is a reprimand for the damage you two caused last season.
Wait, you're reprimanded? What do you mean? We're contracted. Can you even... Is that even a thing? Are you able to reprimand us like that?
Bill, it was either that or she was going to sue us, so...
I wasn't going to sue anybody, Bane. The studio, however, may have thought to sue... the people involved.
Well, that's just asinine, okay? I'm not some, you know, stupid... I'm not an employee. I'm contracted.
Yeah.
But I'm not like an employee. I'm not on a payroll. I mean, I'm kind of on a payroll.
We do get paid.
I don't really know how it works. I mean, I'm contracted here. You guys are paying us.
Yeah.
But I don't... Whatever.
Just
whatever.
Sign, just
whatever.
Sign it, Bill.
I'll sign it. I'll sign it.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you this, Ellie. You're getting my fan signature. You're not getting William M. Benis, okay? You're not getting that signature. That's specifically for bank loans, okay? I ain't putting that in tax documents. I'm not putting that signature on here. You're getting you know, the fancy Bill Benis signature, okay? You're getting that. That's as good as you're gonna get.
Just sign it.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill Benis show. Wanna get filthy right now? Welcome to the No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and joining me as always for season 5, ladies and germs, my partner, my co-host. See, Big and Scorpion, when we take these breaks,
yeah.
I kind of forget how the flow of the intro goes, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
Let me start that over.
Okay.
My co-host, my partner, my tag team partner.
There it is.
Mi amigo.
Yeah.
Big and Scorpion. There it is. Yep. Big and Scorpion, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing okay, Bill. 12 more episodes to go. We're done.
It's not a good attitude to have for the very first episode. Zelly, can I ask you a question real quick? Why are you still in here?
I am still in here because we have some new rules to go over.
Oh, boy.
At Moonlight Studio.
No, what? What new rules? Why do we need... You spent the first episode of season 4.
You did do that, Zelly.
Just blah, 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 blah.
I was right
new
here.
Rules. What do we need more new rules for?
Apparently, they needed an addendum and things were needed to be added to the rule book.
You know, the more rules we have, the less fun I have here at this studio, Big in the Scorpion.
Yeah, I get it. I understand completely.
I just don't... Go ahead, Sally. Just go ahead, spit out your rules. What? Can I not play my synthesizer anymore? Is that one of the rules?
That better not be one of the rules, Zelly. That better not be one of the rules.
That's not one of the rules.
Thank God. Because I hand to God, I would have quit. I would have just quit. Because what are we even doing this for if I can't play my synthesizer?
Right.
Big in the Scorpion. Yeah. I what are we even doing this for?
Got me? Got me? I have no idea.
The first new rule. You two specifically are banned from the control room.
What? What do we do if you're not here? What how are we gonna record our episode if you're not here and we need to go in there and press the button to take us to break?
Yeah.
Or stop recording.
Right.
Wait, I mean
that makes no sense.
This makes no sense to me.
Right, me neither. And the fact of the matter is, you set up that whole room of just spells and potions and all this stuff just to taunt me.
Exactly,
and
Zelly. Yet
I'm not allowed in there,
you're
Zelly.
You're not going to let him in there?
I'm not allowed to go in there anymore. Yet you're going to sit there and you know, your little witchy cave and say, you know, I got all this fun stuff in here, but you can't come in here and mess around with it? That's not okay.
You gotta let him.
That wasn't in the contract that I signed, okay?
It was.
So
I didn't
we're gonna
see
have
it
to discuss this off air because this is not. I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it either, Zelly. So that's the rule number one. We're gonna nix that.
No, we're not nixing anything. These are the rules. You will abide by them.
Studio is a prison.
I'm very unhappy right now, David.
Rule number two. No more spell casting, potion making at Moonlight Studio.
Are you kidding me? Come on, Azeli. You're literally taking out 90% of the fun.
Do you not think that that one affects me too, Bane? Those are my potions. Those are my herbs. That was my cauldron. But you have effectively ruined it for both of us. Thank you very much, Bane.
I don't see how that's my fault.
It's not his fault, Dave.
You're the one back there taunting me with those dadgum potions and freaking herbs and the cauldron.
Exactly.
I like to have fun. Okay, Zelly, sue me. No, don't sue me. That's why I signed the paper, so you wouldn't sue me.
It's just, you over there with your haircut, and you're ruining our days. Okay, it's the first episode of the fifth season. Why is the first episode of every season so terrible, Dead Big in the Skull Bane? I don't understand it. And frankly, I'd like to have a good season where nothing goes awry.
A rye bread. You know what I mean? Like a loaf of rye bread.
What?
I don't know.
I don't even know what to say to that, Dead Big in the Skull Bane.
Okay. Those were the only two rules I needed to get across to you two today. Sorry to take up so much of your time. One more thing I wanted to mention. Tyler is not here.
Yeah, I noticed that. No Tyler today. No Tyler today at all. What is the dealio with Tyler? Is he still here? Is he still part of the company? Is he still your security guard? What's the dealio with Tyler?
Tyler had an unfortunate incident that I would rather not get into. But it involves his throat, and he is currently healing from throat surgery on his vocal cords.
So does that mean his voice is going to be, like, different? Like, probably, like, raspy or something like that? But, like, also still deep, so he'll be, like, a tougher-sounding Rambo?
I don't know if you can get tougher than Rambo that big in a Skull Bane. Have you seen those movies? That dude is tough.
I mean, I've seen a couple of them. I haven't, like, it's been a long
time. He is the toughest son of a gun, big in a Skull Bane. He's the toughest son of a gun you'll ever see, so I don't know. Maybe that voice will sound... What do you think, Zelly? I mean, is the voice going to be sounding tougher than Rambo? I mean, I don't know.
The doctors had informed us that, yes, the surgery will affect his voice. I'm unaware of whether or not it will sound like a tougher Rambo or not.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I'm curious about that, though. Can't wait to see him.
Me too.
See what he's like.
Yeah.
You know? I'm curious about that injury, though. What happened?
Yeah, I would like to know that too, there, Zelly.
I would rather not get into that right now, Bill.
Was it that voodoo master, Zelly? Is that who it was? Was it the voodoo master?
I think that's who it was.
Parts unknown?
That's who I think it was.
You can tell me.
You can tell us there, Zelly.
I'll be in the control room. Don't come in there.
I know it!
Yeah,
it was the freaking voodoo master, and you're over here not allowing us to take part in this, Zelly. You, what are you doing?
I don't
let us help you, Zelly.
You gotta let us help you.
Just make sure he's gotten to you. He's gotten to me when he robbed me of my 300 plus million. Okay, he's now gotten to Tyler. Who's next? Big in a Skull Bane? I mean, as funny as that would be, oh. I don't want to see it happen because I need a co-host. Okay. We gotta stop this man.
What do you mean that would be funny?
I think it would be hilarious. I mean, because what? I mean, I don't know. I just, for some reason in my mind, I'm picturing you walking down the road all happy and go lucky, and then all of a sudden the voodoo master comes up behind you and just deep pantses you, and you're just walking around with your pants around your ankles, and you're just tripping over your pants that are around your ankles, and then you fall on the concrete, and I don't know. I thought that'd be funny.
It's not funny at all, Bill. It's a horrible act. Embarrassing. That would be incredibly embarrassing for me. I mean, are you aware of the type of mental toll that something like that would have on somebody?
It would be funny
if somebody walked behind you and just pants you right in front of everybody.
You know it would be funny, and I think it would be funny, too. So would you.
Boys, stop. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just go on with the show. You two, talk about whatever you're going to talk about, and let's move on, okay?
I'll move on as long as Big in a Skull Bane admits it would be funny.
You know what would be funny?
What?
You know what would be funny there, Bill?
What's that?
Is if I walked over there and I just smacked you right in the face.
Wanna,
how would you like
you
that there, Bill?
Don't me in the
I won't
face.
Do it. I'll walk over there and I'll smack you in the face right now.
I'm going to free pants you.
5 years I've been dealing with this nonsense. I am not afraid to just
in your face.
Enough. Are you two going to take a break? Get some tacos? Maybe chill the f*** out for a minute?
Yeah, we can do that.
Guess.
I would appreciate it.
All right, Bigger than Scorpion. You want to get some tacos?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a little hot-headed.
I'm sorry, dude.
Okay. Just
sorry.
Wasn't expecting all these rules today.
I wouldn't either. And frankly, I'm still pretty upset about it.
But. Me too. Well, we can talk. We can talk more about those tacos. So, okay, is that you back in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and take us to break?
Okay.
Hey, everybody, Bill Venus here, inviting you to come on down to Sonny Sanchez's Lampshades and Curtains Emporium. Also, new item, da-da-da-da, curtain rods. You might think to yourself, hey there, Bill, why curtain rods? I'll tell you why. Because they're cheap, okay? They're cheap to bring in, unlike lamps, which is why he doesn't have lamps. So if you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to go down to Sonny Sanchez's Lampshades and Curtain Emporium to get lamps, no. Don't you do it, because he doesn't have lamps. He does, however, have curtain rods for the curtains. So come on down to Sonny Sanchez's Lampshades and Curtains Emporium, where you can find all your lampshades and curtain needs, also curtain rods, but no lamps. Do not come there looking for lamps, okay? This is the last time I'm ever going to tell you. Welcome back to the show with no... See, son of a gun, I'm off my rhythm today, Dad, Big and a Skull Bay. I am off my rhythm. It's because we keep taking these breaks, and I want to do the show full time, but we're contracted for 13 episodes. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. We should be every week. The people want this show every single week. And the fact of the matter is, Zelly, you're back there with your hair cut, and you're saying, no, you're contracted for 13 weeks at a time. But the fact of the matter is, everybody wants us here, Zelly. Everybody wants us here every single week. And you're not letting the people have what they want there, Zelly.
Speaking of that, it actually...
No, I wasn't done begging a Skullbane. Oh,
okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Venus, where I'm the host, Bill Venus, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and joining me, begging a Skullbane. Begging a Skullbane, what were you about to say?
I don't feel like that was necessary for you to cut me off just to redo your
intro. It was absolutely necessary there, begging a Skullbane. Okay? But the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Zelly, as I was trying to say before Bill interrupted me.
Oh, there we go. You think I...
What?
Wow.
What?
Okay. No, you know what? I had a song prepared for you today.
Oh, did
that
you?
I spent so long trying to do just for you. I made it for you there, Big in the School Band, because
oh, yeah?
I thought you would like it.
Mm.
I thought it'd be right up your alley.
Kay.
Because I knew you had just released an album.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, sure, I'm going to write him a
Spine
song.
In the Veil.
I think it'd be fun.
Check it
okay?
out.
Okay. And it'd coincide with us getting PHPW back on track. I thought it'd be a good time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
But this attitude, I can't deal with this attitude, Dad, Big in the Skull Bane.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to deal with it. Matter of fact, what was that you said to me last season? I have a nice deal on these withits, so deal with it, okay?
Don't you dare.
Deal with it.
Don't you dare use my words against me, okay? That was my catchphrase, okay? That was mine. You're not allowed to steal it, okay? I did not give you permission to steal it, so you were not allowed.
I do what I want. I'm going to do what I want, Bill.
Are you? Are you there?
What I
want
to do now is talk to Zelly.
Oh, is that so?
Please,
you want to talk to
Bill,
Zelly?
Let me talk to Zelly.
You want to talk to Zelly there, Big in the Scorpion?
Because this affects you too.
Does
right?
it? What is it? It does?
Zelly.
Yes.
Contracts are up.
Oh, yeah. Zelly, yeah. Yeah.
So we actually need to be going over this.
Yeah, we do.
Have you talked to the CEO, whoever's in charge here? About getting those contracts to us? Because, I mean, right now, we're just doing this week to week.
Right.
This isn't like we're not under contract right now.
Yeah. I need my money.
Can you get that, like, paperwork to us ASAP so we can fill that out?
Yeah. Please, excavate the situation here.
Excavate?
I mean, it means to hurry up.
I think you mean expedite.
Expedite?
Expedite.
It's expedite.
Can you please expedite this, please? Expedite? Is that...
Expedite. Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
It's the word,
That's
Bill.
The word.
Okay, well, I'm...
Go ahead.
Expedite.
Yeah.
verb, make, an action or process happen sooner or be accomplished more. Okay, you're right.
Yes,
more
thank quickly. You.
Okay, expedite. Can you expedite this, Zelly?
I will send him an email right now asking about the contracts.
Okay, problem solved there, big in the school, babe.
Well, not exactly. I mean, we still have the problem of not having the contract signed. We just, you know, we're working on it.
That is true. That is true. Okay, here's the dealio, big in the school, Bane. Okay? I don't really know where we stand. Are we still mad at each other? What's the dealio?
I was never really mad. I mean, I got annoyed. I got a little hot-headed a minute ago. I wasn't mad. I mean, I was just...
Okay.
Just, you know, amped up.
Well, that's the case. You know, I'm allotted one song a show, right there, Zelly?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in that case, we're going to Skull Bane. I have a treat for you. I've been working on this for so long. You ready to hit?
I mean, I guess so.
Okay. Let me get all the right sounds and everything. Is that? Okay. Okay, I'm ready. I've been practicing like crazy for this. They're bigger than Skull Bane because I know you would love it. Okay. So, you ready? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. I wrote this for you there, big in the scope. I thought you would like it. It's right up your alley. Gonna get real funky, like bubblegum skunky chunky. Gonna get real funky, through the chicken, though we're getting clunky. Gonna get real funky, cause Bill Venus, he's so hunky. Gonna get real funky, supersonic tonic, go on, give me that money. So jam. Give me that money. Shoot, yeah. Give me that money.
What do you think, babe? Big of Skull Bane?
Yeah.
Oh, better give me that money. You like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Give me that money.
So what do you think, Dad, Big of Skull Bane?
What the f*** was that?
I know it. You're over there with your hair
what?
Cut. And you're still mad. I'm still mad.
I'm not mad, Bill. I don't know what that was.
That was the next big hit there, big in the school, Bane. That's what that was, okay? Did you not hear the words in that song, okay? It had all the good stuff. All the good things that people like to sing
about. Did it? Because I'm pretty sure at one point I heard, like, do the chicken because we're getting clucky.
Yeah.
What the hell does that even mean, Bill?
You know exactly what it means there, big in the school, Bane. You know exactly what it means. It's talking about getting some fried chicken and eating it all up.
Okay.
Like you're having some good times.
Okay.
There, big in the school, Bane. Okay.
Wait, what was that first line? You know, bubblegum, skunky, chunky? Those words rhyme, but they don't. What do they mean? What does that even mean? How do they go together?
Conveniently, you're leaving out the very first part of that line where I say we're going to get real funky, and a chunky skunk is quite funky, okay? They're making a skull pain. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
And what you said supersonic tonic. What?
It means everything.
What does that mean?
It means everything. They're making a skull pain. Lyrics to me are personal, okay? From personal experiences that I pull and I tug from my own heartstrings to hopefully tug at the listener's heartstrings, okay? They're big in the school, Bane. So when I say supersonic tonic, give me that money, I mean that, okay? And when I say we're gonna get real funky, like bubblegum skunky chunky, okay? That's actually from the heart. And I hope people feel that they're big in the school, Bane, because it means something to me. It means something. It means more to me than you could ever know, okay? Because you haven't lived the life that I've lived, they're big in the school, Bane. And frankly, I'm a little bit perturbed right now that you would sit there with your hair cut and you would come at me like that. Because I don't feel like I deserve that. From you, they're big in the school, Bane. I feel like I deserve support. And frankly, as a friend, I don't feel like I'm getting it from you. I feel like all you're doing is cutting me down. And why do you gotta cut me down all the time? We should be lifting each other up, they're big in the school, Bane.
I'm sorry, Bill. I didn't realize that it meant that much to you.
It does. It means a lot to me to be in the score. It means a lot. You know, I mean, I poured my heart out into this song. And for you to sit there and say, it doesn't make any sense. Well, that to me sounds like a guy who's jealous. And frankly, you know, I feel like we've established this. You're never going to be the star that I am. Okay, they're beginning to score, Bane. You're never going to be quite at the level of William M. Venus. Okay, it's just not going to happen for you.
Nope, I'm done with that because I don't need this. Actually, we're not under contract anymore, so hey, why am I still here? We're doing this week to week, not under contract. I thought this first episode, there would be a contract in hand for me to sign.
Okay, but
no contract. No big in the score, Bane.
No,
I mean, we've already done most of the episode, but hey, I'm going to get on out of here.
No, don't, no, Zelly. Zelly, can you put a stop to this?
Bane, please don't go. If you leave, I'll be stuck here with him.
And that's my problem. How, Zelly? You won't even let me back in the control room anymore.
You blew it up.
Thank you.
I only blew it up, Zelly, because Bill sat there and told me to blow it up.
I did not tell you to blow it up. As a matter of fact, I told you, don't you dare go in there.
No,
because
you
if you go in there, something bad's going to happen. That's exactly what I said.
That is not what you said. The fact of the matter, you were the one put...
Boys, how about you both leave?
What? Both of us? You want us both to leave?
I'm fine with that.
I mean, we still got a few minutes, though.
No, I'm totally fine with leaving, Zelly. If you're ready for us to go, I have no issues with that.
I have an issue with that.
Bill, close enough. Why don't you two just go ahead and call it a day?
Close enough? Are we playing horseshoes here? Close enough. What do you mean?
How about you give me the cue? I'll hit that thing for you,
okay. And
you two can go enjoy your day.
I like that idea, because I'm ready to go. Frankly, this day has been a disaster for me.
For you?
This podcast. I'm not under contract at the moment, so let's just go, and I'll come back when there's a contract in hand.
I'm the one that's supposed to give the cue. You're not supposed to tell me to give you the cue. I give the cues around here.
The longer you argue, the longer you're going to drag this out. Just in the show, Bill.
She seems like she's acting a little weird to you today, big in a skull, Bane.
I mean, a little bit weirder than normal, but still a little bit more.
Okay, well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and wrap the show up today.
Okay.
And then let's off air, let's talk to her. Okay, let's see what the dealio is.
Maybe, that's fine.
Maybe there's something between Tyler and her and the voodoo master that we don't know yet. So maybe we ought to just... Okay, Zelly, we'll talk off air. Don't worry,
we got
you. Let's go ahead and hit that thing, okay? Go ahead. You hit that thing, girl. Okay. Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of No Holds Bar with Bill Penis, where I'm the host, Bill Penis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And we're going to figure this out, okay? We're going to see what the dealio with Zelly is, and we'll get back at you guys next week. Don't worry, Season 5, it's going to be a great time. I'm ready for it. We're going to score, Bane. You ready for it?
Not really.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and say bye to the people anyway?
Bye, everybody.
Okay, Zelly, you want to say bye to the people?
Bye, everybody.
Okay, well, until next time, if you ever want to know where to find me, probably on your girlfriend's mind.
You made the joke once and it was good, but then the more you do it, it's just not
I'm trying something new there, because I'm trying to make that the new catchphrase for me instead of I'll see you down the road. I feel like that has a little bit more juice to it.
It doesn't, though. It doesn't.
Okay, Zelly, what's the deal? What's the deal? Why are you acting weird?
Let me come in there and I'll talk with you.
I don't like the sound of that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Here we go. Okay.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, all ears.
We're not going to be renewing your contracts.
Whoa, what?